Several Southeast Alaskan communities may have nixed King Salmon Derbies this year, but the Bristol Bay Native Corporation is instead starting one as its new signature fundraiser. The Nukka King Salmon Derby hits the water June 24th and 25th on the Nishagak River outside Dillingham. But it won't be the first time fishermen have prowled the river looking for prize-winning salmon, recalls Chris Carr, who's owner of the Portage Creek General Store and Lodge.
It was, you know, a small thing. It was in the 90s somewhere, I believe, if I remember right. It was a while back, and we would do the weighing, and then I can't remember if it was a daily winner or whatnot. I think it was. And the guy with the biggest fish, I guess, used to get a silver coin.
This new derby will be bigger than the ones Dillingham's Chamber of Commerce put on decades ago, says Angela Peacock, but they're still capping participation at 150 fishermen.
There could be hundreds of people up on that river at a time, and we thought, let's be respectful and keep it at a smaller amount. We know that proper management of this fishery is required, and we want to comply just as any other sport, fish, or commercial or subsistence users do.
Peacock is a program manager for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation's Educational Foundation. She says proceeds from the Derby will support scholarships for their shareholders and fund cultural heritage grants in Bristol Bay communities.
Yeah, we definitely wanted to incorporate cultural aspects into this Derby because that's just who we are as a Native organization. We're really going to focus on the Nishagak, which is Iilgayuk in Yupik. Part of that name is meaning to hide. Back in the day, there was some wars that were happening between maybe the Aleutic people, people from the Bethel area, people from Nishagak, and that river was a place for people to hide.
That desire to include cultural aspects colors every facet of the Derby, from its name, Nukka, which means fish in Yupik, to the map that they'll share with the fishermen, explaining native place names all along the Derby boundaries from Black Point to the mouth of the Kakwak River. It also means they'll be accepting a rather unusual type of donation from Derby participants, as Peacock explains.
Everybody can come up and write a check and hand it to the foundation, but we're also soliciting for people's king heads because we, you know, as Native people, just it's a delicacy to us. So if anglers don't want to keep their king heads or their collars or their bellies, we would love them to donate that so that we can donate it to our elders.
If competitors do want to keep their fish heads, Peacock says they'll be happy to share native recipes for them to try. The angler who catches the weightiest Chinook will take home $3,000 and a custom king salmon pendant carved from ivory by Naknek artist Everett Thompson. He also carved a whalebone trophy featuring a king salmon leaping out of the water as a prize for the winning fisherman's lodge. Second and third place earn $1,500 and $500, respectively. Two-day derby tickets cost $100. Call 907-278-3602 to register. For more information, visit the Derby's website at bbnc.net/NECA, NEQA-Derby. In Dillingham, I'm Austin Fast.